Farnham, son hijo de Dios también. Bueno, es la fiesta de San Anselm, el doctor de Church, Benedictine. So we read in the Gospel today. Our Lord saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He said, he who do my will and teach to do the same to the others, he is the greatest of the kingdom of heaven. And he said, and he who doesn't want to fulfill one word and teach the others not to do this, not to fulfill my whole law, but only to a part of it, even if it's only one word missing, he will be called the less of the kingdom of heaven. Very strong, because our Lord is reminding us that we are made. So we are being rescued, and we are made to follow the first commandment, which is perfection, to be like unto God. Our Lord said, "Be like my Father, be perfect like my Father, my Heavenly Father is perfect. Be like unto Him." This is very important. So we were saying yesterday that what matters is to do the will of God, to follow the will of God, and all the divine ways to follow those ways, and to forget about the human ways of doing things. So this is a perfection of love, which is to desire to please God every moment, with the better of our abilities, with the best of us, with all our heart, our mind, our strength, our energies, our skills, with everything available. So I want to dwell on this topic, because perfection means to work like God, with God, like unto God and for God, no? So, in such a way, if we want to give a glass of water, for example, we want to relieve the thirst of a person, if we do it for a natural reason, we will have a reward, only temporal reward, and will be on earth only. That's it. Whereas if we do the same action, but for the love of God, giving a glass of water for the love of God to that same person, but the intention is a supernatural intention to please God, and because we love God and we want to relieve God in that person, we want to relieve the thirst of God in that person. If we do that, we will have a supernatural eternal reward. So the difference between one action and the other is infinite. To do it for a natural reason, and to do the same action for a supernatural reason, is an infinite distance between one and the other action. This is very important, because the noble sort of religion have been teaching people to move in a natural way, for natural reasons, using natural means, especially your freedom. They preach saying, if you follow your will, you follow your inclinations, you follow your dreams, your wishes, God is happy with that. No, this is natural. This is something natural, which will have no reward in heaven, but only on earth. That is the reason why those good people, like modernists or Protestants, who do good actions, they are not evil completely, no, never. There is no such a thing as pure evil, no. They go do good actions, but they don't do it with the Catholic faith, because they are not Catholics, or they don't have the faith. God is going to count their actions as natural actions. It's very important. So, a modernist who lost the faith, who gives a glass of water to a man, it's a good action, but it's not natural. Because if he lost the faith, he's not doing it supernaturally. Therefore, he will have a blessing on earth. Yes, he will have a blessing, that person, but not for the eternal life. Now you see the importance of what St. John and our Lord says. Our Lord said, my children are led by faith all the time. Well, that was the gospel of today. It means our Lord said, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. Yes. So you are here to give that light, to follow that light, to be light by, and follow that light at the same time, no? So it's supernatural. It's elevated at an infinite degree away from natural human things. That is the reason why hope is essential, along with the faith. So it has to be together. Faith and hope work together. Because if we believe in God, therefore, we trust, we hope in God. But if we don't believe in God, we will not be hoping in God. We will be hoping in money and in human persons and human means and human resources and human ideas and science, for example, like people today, you know. So you notice that, therefore, Catholics must live every minute with living faith, with complete hope and self-abandonment to divine providence, and therefore grow in love. If we do that, we will be growing in love, because by faith and hope we will be doing things for the love of God, only for the love of God, regardless how much painful, how much difficult, regardless of how much of human consolation we will receive, because we are in a degree of faith and hope at the level of divine things, and we will be focusing in God's will and forgetting about ourselves. This is why, in order to be at that level of practicing the Catholic religion with faith, hope, and charity, the requirement, necessary requirement, is humility. To be in our place, which is to be at the level of the children of God, expecting everything from God, believing in God, and loving God. And for the rest, whatever He wants in human things. You see, in Eastertide is the prayer, continual prayer of the Church, saying, you must have on earth your feet on the ground, on earth, but your head in heaven. This is to be Catholic. You are not moved and you are not affected, but for what happened on earth, you are not affected. Has no influence upon your life, essentially, in the most important things, because you had your head in heaven, in prayer, believing in God, trusting in God, loving God. It's very important. So to do all things like God, like our Lord, like our Lady, like God, in God. So I will analyze quickly those words. So to be like God is to imitate in Christ. This is the gospel. It's the essential to be imitating the saints. Huh? So we know, we see the example of the saints. But to be like God also implies, next step is to live with God. So first step is to live like God. So to try to imitate Him and the saints. Okay. Once we have decided to do that, because we have the faith, hope, and charity, second step is to live with God. To live in His presence. To live under His influence, His power, His goodness, His mercy. So, this is for Saint Benedict, that is humility. To live in the presence of God, so to live with God. He sees me, I see him by faith. We walk together. So it's why we never say it's impossible, it's difficult. We never say those things because we are walking with God. To say those things is a sin against hope. To say it's difficult or I cannot do it or it's I will not do it. All those are sins against hope, no? So we have to walk with God. You remember in the Old Testament, God praises Enoch, and because they said Enoch was pleased to God because Enoch was walking with God, what it says in the Old Testament. So basically, they were one in prayer, in will, in wisdom, because God was so pleased with Enoch, humility and obedience, that he was receiving all the graces to walk together. Yes, it's beautiful. So the second step after walking with God, next step is to walk for God. So the aim, the purpose, the reason why you are doing, you are suffering, is for God's sake. Doesn't matter the consequences about men. If man doesn't like, or he will give me his back, or he will slap me on the face, doesn't matter. What matters is that I am doing this for God. We are not working for men. We are not giving our heart to a man, to a father, to a mother. No, we are giving our hearts to God. That will cause us persecution, of course. Hatred, of course. This is the consequences of the cross. So after being like God, trying to be like God, walking with God, and doing things for God, yes, the last step is to live in God. This is St. Paul's words. He said, we move, we live, we pray in God, he says. This is a sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace that we receive at the day of our baptism is the life of God. So it's the jewel that we have to fructify. It's the talent that we have to fructify. So what means to have the life of God? What does mean to share the life of God means that we live in God. We move in God. We pray in God. We love in God. This is why it's impossible for a couple, a matrimony, to live, to love each other without God, or outside God, or different from God's will. It's impossible. It's why we don't call love. It's why love is supernatural, it's divine. Something which is not according to God's love is not love. It's selfishness, because it goes off track from God's love, God's way, God's light, God's wishes, God's will. So to live in God, this is the life of the way of the cross. To live in God is the way of the cross. Because God lives in us, this is Holy Communion. This is a sanctifying grace. This is to have the Holy Ghost. This is confirmation about. This is also confession about. To be restored in us the life of God. To be like unto God. It's the reason why the Holy Ghost has been given to us. Our Lord said, it's necessary that I go, I ascend into heaven, because if I go into heaven with my Father, I will send the Holy Ghost to you. To live the life of God. So we are not humans anymore. This is the most important teaching. We, as a humans, as purely humans, we die the day of our baptism. We were reborn in the life of God. We receive the life of God to live again, to be born again, to live in God, to move in God, to pray in God, to suffer in God, to face people in God. Therefore, like God, with God, and for God. In Mary, for Mary, with Mary, like Mary. This is the Catholic life. This is exactly the message of the Gospel. But in the practical consequences means we don't dress to please people. We don't speak to please people. We don't move, we don't walk, we don't recreate to please myself or people, no? The whole time it has a divine purpose. Whatever be my duty of state, the will of God, the precepts, the commandments, is what our Lord says. He who do my will and teach that to others will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So that is to reach perfection, that is to reach the will of God. It's beautiful. And to do it in Mary, through Mary, to do it in Mary and through Mary and in St. Joseph also. Well, we speak tomorrow about that. To live like Mary and Joseph and Jesus, so the Holy Family. To live with Mary, Jesus, and Joseph. To live for them, through them, and in them. So finally, is what we're going to speak tomorrow. The Catholic perfection is to live in the Holy Family, which is the Catholic Church. That's the whole purpose of the Holy Family, that we live the life of God. Saint Joseph having the mission of God the Father on earth, Blessed Virgin Mary having the mission of the Holy Ghost on earth, and our Lord being God Himself, the second person. The Holy Family, the reflection of the Most Holy Trinity. This is a matrimony about to be like Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Yes. And to live in them, and to make them live in our lives. Very deep, but this is exactly what it's about to be Catholic. So let's ask some answer to teach us, to enlighten us, and to give us that grace to understand and to follow the will of God, and to be real Catholics, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.